WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
What's up, y'all? That was Loves to Break by Jessica Bordeaux, all on 90.7 The Capstone. Woo, woo, woo. Guess what? We're all on the morning show. Heck yeah. This morning is going to be very slow. It's Monday morning. I think our Monday morning shows are going to be very chill, very laid back, which that's fair because it's Monday. So we'll get back to the music real quick, and you'll get to hear me a little bit more later on. So up next, we got Gigantic by the Pixies, all on 90.7 Capstone and your morning show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was Bloody Tongue by People Years, all on 90.7 The Capstone. We're going to go over the weather again real quick. I shared earlier that it was mostly sunny. That looks like it's going to be mostly sunny for the rest of the day with highs of 64 and lows of 31. And we're looking sunny for the rest of the day. However, looking into the later parts of the week, we are going to have more rain and more clouds come Wednesday, Thursday, and maybe possibly seeing more sun on the weekend. But, you know, it's Alabama. Weather changes all the time. So we'll see how that goes. We're going to go back to the music right now on 90.7 The Capstone with Gonna Lose by Built to Spill, all on your morning show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
So welcome back. You just heard Life After Winter from the Wireheads, all on 90.7 The Capstone, and your morning show. So last night was something really fun, very cool. One of the biggest nights in NFL was the Eagles versus Chiefs. Big game. I cannot say the SB word for broadcasting reasons, but it's okay. So the final ended up being the Chiefs winning 38-35 against the Eagles. So very fun, very cool. However, our main little tidbit an important thing was Miss Riri coming back. Woo, woo, woo. We love Miss Rihanna as she, or Rihanna, sorry, excuse me. I say it wrong all the time and I don't mean to. But that halftime performance was just phenomenal. And I love the idea of like, there was a football game like interrupting the Rihanna concert. Yeah. It's just so funny. But it was very fun. I actually did not get to watch most of it. But we did have a live coverage broadcast of it yesterday, put on by our sports section. So that was really fun, very intuitive and very just fun to talk about the game and stuff like that. So if you want to listen back to that, we'll have that up on Voices here pretty soon. So voices.ua.edu. And that's where we keep pretty much all of our stuff that we have recorded and want to put up back on back somewhere so listeners can re-listen or just, you know, reminisce on old times. So that was really fun. The big game was very fun, and obviously the halftime show by Miss Riri was the best part, in my opinion. But we will get back to the music now with Green Day, Welcome to Paradise, all on 90.7 The Capstone in your morning show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
What's up, y'all? That was Talk Over Town by Katie J. Pearson, all on 90.7 The Capstone, and your morning show. Boo, boo, boo. So, to do some, a little bit of cross-pollination and cross-publication, I guess, of the OSM, or Office of Student Media, we're going to go over to a CW story, or Crimson White story, in which this past weekend, we also had our Alabama basketball team, ranked number 3, beat Auburn. Woo! Very exciting, on a road. I believe it was, let me pull this back up. I want to give you the correct information. So, we beat Auburn 77-69. And it was a very fun, interesting game. Very, very on your toes, I would assume. But however, given that March Madness is coming up, we are going to plug an upcoming event that we're having on our morning show, in which when March Madness happens, we will be doing a bracket show-off between the morning show hosts. So morning Monday and Wednesday and Friday will be creating their own bracket, and we'll see who gets the closest and who basically wins. It'll be very fun, very interactive, and we'll talk basically throughout March, not Monday. About who's winning, that kind of thing. We'll probably get a little competitive, so that would be pretty fun. But overall, will be a very fun thing, so be on the lookout for that come March, and support our basketball team. Maybe our Alabama boys will be able to make it up there in March Madness. We'll have to see. So we'll get back to the music now on 90.7 The Capstone. We have The Music to Walk Home by Tame Impala, all on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Celebration of Galentine's Day, of celebrating your lady friends and everything like that. Maybe let's try a couple of little different things. Maybe do some crafts and stuff like that. I know I'm having my gals over tonight for a little dinner. We finally got our living room back at my apartment. So that was pretty cool. Over Christmas break, my pipes busted at my apartment complex, in which leaked water everywhere and flooded the place. Granted, it was on like the 4th floor and we're on the 1st floor, so it wasn't that bad for us, but still some damage. So for the past 3 months now, we have been basically renovating and demoing and renovating again and all these fun things to get our apartment living room and spare bedroom looking nice and everything and not water damaged. So that was really fun, and now that we've got all the furniture back in and everything looks good, I'm going to have my gal pals over for Galentine's Day on this lovely February 13th, Monday morning. So, if you want to do that, that's something really fun to do today, is get with your gal pals, or just pals in general, to be non-gendered, and celebrate Galentine's or Palentine's Day, according to me, and just have fun. It's just loving people, you know? We all should just love a lot of people. It's always fun. So within that, given that Valentine's Day is tomorrow, we will be doing a Valentine's Day live coverage radio play from 5 to 6 tomorrow on Valentine's Day. Just giving you a fun little Valentine's Day quick hour. We're going to be playing a whole bunch of love songs, doing some giveaways, doing some fun things on air, just to spice up your Valentine's Day. So tune in if you want. That will be 5 to 6 tomorrow on Valentine's Day. So we'll get back to the music here on 90.7 The Capstone and your morning show. We have Venenosa by Future Static.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Alrighty, that was Such Imperfection by Skimsy in French, all on 90.7 The Capstone and your morning show. Woo woo woo. Well, we are actually ending the rest of the morning show, and this will be your recap, little talk set, basically. So today on the morning show, we talked about our sunny weather today with the potential of rain later this week, which is not always fun, but you know, it's Alabama weather. We also talked about the big game that happened yesterday, last night, with the Chiefs and the Eagles, and the most wonderful performance by Miss Riri, and her pregnancy announcement with baby number 2. Ooh, 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 very exciting. That might mean that we might not get the album as soon as we want it, but that's okay. We'll just have to hope. We also talked about Alabama beating Auburn this weekend on the road at the basketball team. And we talked about our upcoming Monday morning show, or morning show March Madness bracket competition thing that we will be putting on later today, or not today. It's not even March yet. We'll be putting on later, so be on the lookout for that. And then today was Galentine's Day, or in my personal opinion, Palentine's Day, to be a little less gendered. But very fun day, very just support your friends, support your relationship. Love is love, all that good stuff. And then we also talked about our upcoming Valentine's Day radio play, which is going to be tomorrow at 5 to 6. And we'll just be playing a couple of Valentine's Day love songs and a few giveaways and stuff like that. So be sure to tune in to that if that's something you'll want to tune into. Very fun things happening on the morning show, so be on the lookout and follow our Instagram for more updates. It is WVUAFM on Instagram. And to see anything else, just let us know. And if you want to contact us, just shout out, you know. We'll get back to the music here with Strange is the Morning by Dumb, all on 90.7 The Capstone and your morning show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.